From Washington County to Washington State, the reaction to Chafee's bumbling debate appearance was swift. He became a punchline for the late-night comics and drew brickbats from the political pundit class. The toughest critics said he made Rhode Island look foolish and dented the reputation of his late father, John Chafee, the revered former governor and U.S. senator. A Providence College political science professor compared Chafee to a drug addict, saying the former Warwick mayor, senator, and governor needs an intervention that would convince him to drop his presidential campaign. Chafee's campaign has always baffled political experts. It looked like he decided to run on impulse without considering the rudimentary rules of a White House quest. While he has personal wealth, it isn't nearly enough to compete in what has become, lamentably, a billionaire's business. No one in his political circle has any experience or insight into presidential campaigning, except for his media strategist, Tad Devine. But Devine had already signed on with insurgent Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who has emerged as a plausible candidate. Okay, so no money, no organization, and no serious advisors adds up to zero poll ratings. Top that off with a colossally poor showing in the Las Vegas CNN debate, and there's scant rationale for Chafee to continue this campaign. Yet Chafee said he got into the race to shine the light on the nation's foreign policy failures, like the war in Iraq. We shouldn't forget Chafee was the only Republican senator to vote against that war in 2002. And we shouldn't forget that, unlike Hillary Clinton, Chafee did his homework on the most serious foreign policy issue of a generation. When then-President Bush pressed insistently for war, Chafee requested a meeting with the CIA brass to examine the evidence against Saddam Hussein's regime. In his 2008 book, Against the Tide, Chafee recounted the meeting. He said the infamous aluminum tubes look like, quote, "I can go buy one of these at Adler's Hardware." At the debate, Clinton brushed aside Chafee's criticism, saying President Barack Obama's choice of her to be his Secretary of State was proof of her good foreign policy judgment. Chafee was also sharply criticized for what can only be called a moment of candor. When asked why he voted to approve the controversial banking legislation in 1999 that loosened regulation of banks, he said he was new in the Senate, still grieving his father's death, and hadn't adequately studied the topic. It looked and sounded terrible on television, yet it may have been the most unvarnished, honest moment of the evening. Only in presidential politics is telling the truth considered a gaffe. When Chafee tried to raise the Clinton email issue, she curtly cut him off, and Bernie Sanders gave her a joking pass. But Clinton will have to come up with a better response if she's going to take on a Republican in the general election. Chafee, and likely Jim Webb and Martin O'Malley, too, probably won't make it to the prime time of the presidential sweepstakes. Chafee ought to drop out, not because he's embarrassing the Ocean State. Others have already done that in much more florid fashion. Think disgraced Providence Mayor Buddy Cianci or former Governor Ed DePreet, who dove into a dumpster for a $10,000 bribe. And that's just a start. Chafee should quit because he isn't generating any support.